So that is the truth. Earth on life is really hard, and pain is really most uncomfortable, and yet suffering is the optional piece. That's our lesson to learn. That's fun.
Just something to smile about. It sounded like you said, Earth on life is dot, dot, dot.
I think I did, and then I heard myself, and I was like, is that right? And I said it again, didn't I? Life on Earth. Earth on life is tough.
But I heard it, life on Earth. How weird. Really? Okay.
No, it's recorded. We probably have it both ways. It really is, and I had such a personal experience of that because I had chronic physical pain for 15 years, which does lead to depression.
Yes.
Just fight depression all the time because it is so hard. I remember being in such a state that birds singing in the morning would just push me over the edge.
That what?
Birds singing. Mm-hmm. That was just, it was like, if I woke up, I would just be furious. I mean, I couldn't, that's how far I was from joy. And then fast forward, I had an experience of my back muscles going out into a horrific spasm. And it was incredibly painful, so much so my breath would catch. But I had zero suffering, which is, it was such an incredible experience. Now, other people suffered looking at me.
Wow.
That was really interesting.
Yes, we did.
People were really wigged out by it. And I personally had an experience of not suffering the horrific pain. And to me, I was just really fascinated with it. It was a great gift to me because, to me, it was a marker for how far I had come. And that I could live something I wanted to believe in something I teach. You know, I've always said that pain on earth is real, but suffering is optional. And it's what all the teachings are. If the suffering is only in resistance, yeah, all the other stuff is real. Negative emotion is real. Often, the emissarians and other channel beings talk about the illusion of separation. It's not an illusion here. It's just that in the big picture of our eternal lives, it's only an illusion. But when you're here, it's very real. Separation is horrible. Pain is horrible. Getting these minds to go in one direction is darn near impossible. Right? It's all of it. And what I do know from my own personal experience, and now that I'm at a level where I can literally understand what I'm reading and hearing, it's always the same teaching. You have to say yes to all of it. You know, I've always heard don't resist it, but I never knew what that meant. And so it's more a matter of just saying yes. Yeah. So for me, I would have been differently. Yes. Now I get to see who I am in this. I'll say yes, even though I don't want it. And I get to see how I show up in this. And for some reason, for me, that gave me a tangible way to be in non-resistance. And it gave me a little power back. I get to see how I show up. And so, I hope that helps and then can use it. And I do live by it. When the kids go through hard times, I'm like, yeah, now you get to see who you are in life. Because I just found so much peace in it. So,
that's not inviting. More of it?
No, actually resisting it's inviting a hell of a lot more.
Okay.
Every time you say this is awful, you get more.
Well,
every time you say I don't want this, you get more.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you're focusing on it?
You're aligning to the vibration of having what you do not want, and so you get more of what you do not want. And so if you switch by using wordplay or focus and go to, sure, life is this hard to be me, bring it on. I'm still going to choose to say yes and see how I show up. Then you're not in an agreement. Right? You're only in agreement to see, you're in agreement with possibility. So it's a step between this is really hard, I'm in agreement with it, going to higher vibration where you tend to get more of what you want. And I'm still playing with it. I mean, I wake up, I'm so sweaty at night that my legs started cramping because I'm losing too much minerals, right? And I'm not a Gatorade drinker. And yet, the night it happened was so awful. It wasn't just once. Like, it's intense enough waking up with the heat, getting all the blankets off, you know, and sweat. And then the cramping. And it was like 3-4 times. I mean, it was just brutal. I'm like, okay, what's going on? So I'm researching cramping legs at night. And it's, you need more minerals. Probably you're sweating too much. You know, if you're doing activity, you've got to hydrate more. And then I come to the event here, and Ronald, who's the naturopath, I said, hey, do you have something? My legs are cramping because I'm doing a lot of night sweats and daytime sweats too. And he had a little liquid. He says, just put this in your water and drink it. I'm like, fabulous. I'm thinking, what do I owe you? I don't care how much it costs. And he's like, it's a gift. And I'm like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And yet, so feel the difference. I have a choice to make. I'm better at it now. It is easier for me now. The cramps happened, and I had a choice. I could go into pity and resistance, and oh my God, this is awful. I'm never going to live through this. I could have gone down that path. But instead, it was like, okay, how do I show up in this? Get online and ask questions, right? What is this? What can I do? Where's the solution? Here's the problem. Here's the solution. With the heat and the sweat, I don't have a solution. And so I get to see how I show up. And I've been sweating. I've been not sleeping more than maybe an hour and a half at a time since October. And so I get to live what I teach. Suffering's optional. And my husband, he says, I really don't need to laugh at you when we're in the truck together. I'm forever with the vents full on, right? AC in the seat. And then I'm like, vents off, blanket on. Constantly. Back and forth. Or he'll see me with the fan, and then I'll have a blanket up. He goes, what are you doing? I'm like, my back's on fire, but the rest of me's cold. It's just a bizarre experience being me right now. I don't know what the solution is, so I assume the way I'm choosing to show up is I get to practice not suffering. And it's overhauling all my beliefs about physical comfort, what sleep is needed. It's a bit challenging. The more I flash, the more I pack on weight. You'd think it would be the opposite, that you would just burn it off like a furnace. But every time, my endocrine system is just out of whack. So things aren't processing humanly as well. So then what is my choice? My choice is what I teach. Look at everything that's going right. So the truth is, and I'm not creating it, I'm saying I'm in acceptance. If I flash and heat up and sweat for the rest of my earthly days, then I'll still say yes. I'll still say yes. There's some goal for me to mine, and I'll get it. It may not look the way I think of it. That interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So, I can honestly say, on this side of chronic pain, I'm not sure I can face that one with as much poison face. Right? But I'd like to think if that was another part of my reality, I would. I did look back, I just didn't believe it would last. So, the heat, I have no idea. I'm too tired to figure it out.